is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Harvard College, Harvard Yard. A Palestine flag, reports the Telegraph in London. A Palestine flag was hoisted over a statue of founder John Harvard in place of the U.S. flag. Other images show the flag draped over Harvard's lap, John Harvard's lap, with a keffiyeh around his neck. Staff removing the flag were met with cries of shame and, quote, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Harvard College. I welcome Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution. He has guided me to understand that Harvard, since the beginning, has been a challenge to everyone because this is the elite campus of the solar system from the point of view of the United States of America. And its conduct is, to be generous, immature. To be less than generous, unacceptable. Peter, a very good day to you. You've written trenchantly about decisions being made by the administration, not by the undergraduates who are troubled in all directions, but by the administration, so-called grown-ups. We know that the obliged exit of the president of Harvard earlier this year was very contentious at the corporation board and we can presume at the board of overseers. Now there is a twin guidance in Harvard's ruling. Now we hear, thanks to your reporting, that Harvard is about to start a search for a new president. The temporary president is not eligible. The search is to be led by a woman of great esteem and lots of accomplishment. Her name is Hunt. However, in her resume, there is much attention to diversity. Diversity, 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 as if it's a magic word to be used in resumes and curriculum vitae for higher positions. What does it mean to the Board of Overseers that they've hired someone who has spoken so articulately about diversity? Good evening to you, Peter.
Good evening, John. Well, I worry that it's very significant. So Vivian Hunt is a very accomplished woman. She spent many years at McKinsey. She's now the chief innovation officer at Optum, which is a big healthcare company. And she's a graduate of Harvard College and of Harvard Business School, class of 89 at Harvard College. And she's been named the president of the Board of Overseers. As you indicated, Harvard's got two governing bodies, the corporation, which has the largest amount of power, that's 12 people, and the Board of Overseers, which has dozens, maybe over 100 people on it. And she's going to be the president. Now, the president of the Board of Overseers for the last five university presidential searches has sat on that board. And so it could look like, it raises this worry that Harvard is doubling down on diversity, equity, and inclusion just after Claudine Gay stepped down. And the reason I say it looks like they're doubling down on DEI is because Vivian Hunt's, one of her claims to fame is that while she was at McKinsey, Hunt co-authored not one, but four reports on diversity, understood as the DEI crowd understood it, arguing that DEI brings financial success, and those results are flawed.
The puzzle here is that word. I need to go back to it. Diversity. What does it mean to your understanding of those who use it as a positive? What is the future they're imagining?
Yes, exactly. So first, we should say, these are good words, and historically, they have stood for good ideas. Diversity, a variety of human beings with a variety of opinions, sentiments, and perspectives. Equity, treating people fairly, and that doesn't always mean formal fairness, but compensating for matters that the law can't capture. And inclusion, we want to be open. We want to invite in different types. But what does DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, that's used in the universities, means almost exactly the opposite. Diversity means people who think just like us but have different skin colors. Equity means discriminating on the basis of race to get outcomes that usually at least executive leadership, student bodies, faculty, whose colors reflect those of the population, same proportions. And inclusion means excluding people with dissenting voices. So that's the confusion. Diversity, equity, and inclusion have historically named fine goals, but in practice, they name illiberal and intolerant goals.
Recently, the Supreme Court passed down a decision that was said to end the era of quotas. I'm being very quick here. Quotas have a connection in some fashion to diversity. Is that the way it's used practically at college campuses?
Well, yes, practically. They avoid the language of quotas. They, as Vivian Hunt in her reports does, speak of targets. But for the life of me, I cannot distinguish between targets and quotas, at least in practice. And the pernicious idea underlying all of these, call it quotas, call it targets, is that members of particular groups, historically discriminated against groups, have the same background, have the same sentiments, have the same judgments, have the same perspectives. In short, think alike. And that's why we get this result where people will argue that a black person or a Hispanic person or a woman who dissents from the progressive understanding of what blacks, Hispanics, or women should think are not really and truly black, Hispanic, or female.
The present circumstance, which is unacceptable across the college campuses, pretty much started at Harvard Yard. Pretty much that day in Congress when the president of Harvard could not express what you'd have to say was common sense about discrimination and anti-Semitism on Harvard's campus. Does this appointment of Ms. Hunt look like they're answering that event, commenting on that event, rejecting that event? It strikes me that I can't see what's been learned in the months in between.
We weren't there. I wasn't there. We can't say for sure. Maybe it's just a coincidence that the new president of Harvard's second governing body, the Board of Overseers, has as her biggest claim to fame in the business world, co-authorship of four McKinsey reports arguing that diversity, understood by diversity, equity, and inclusion, leads to greater financial success for big corporations. By the way, findings which have been very successfully called into question by serious economists. Maybe it's a coincidence, but it seems unlikely. It seems unhelpful at this moment to have somebody with that kind of deep commitment to DEI, which has shown to be so deeply problematic, leading a second governing body at Harvard.
Let's move from the student body to the faculty, because one observation it's easy to make over these last months is that the faculty is only one side of the ship, and that may be contributing to the misconduct on college campuses. There's no one there to dissent, and they get used to the idea after many years of one side of the ship that there is no dissent or that the dissent is in some fashion inferior. I don't see that Harvard is responding to that by hiring Ms. Hunt. She seems on the same side of the ship as the faculty and the administration.
Well, I think that's right. If the ship is leaning to one side, and they've now Howard hired for a very powerful position at Harvard, someone who will tip the weight even more so in the direction which is causing it to sink. Yes.
Let's turn to college campuses. Peter Berkowitz is on a college campus now. He's at the extremely happy place of Hoover Institution on Stanford University's campuses in Palo Alto. I'm removed from campuses, but then again, I can go anywhere thanks to the internet. So when we come back, what have the college campuses learned these many months about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and the disruption that is now said to have led to the arrest of 900 people across the nation and counting? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.